We turn to Psalm 123 for our scripture this evening, through which the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we look, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He is seated at God's right hand up in heaven, and we look there to him now with such psalms to assist us as we need help to be reminded and to be guided to keep looking up to God. And so may the Lord bless us. May he help us to learn in new ways and to do better tonight for our own good and for his glory, to look up to him. Psalm 123 is our scripture. We will look at Psalm 121 as well, so keep it open. We'll only touch on these psalms tonight, and we'll look at something that we notice about both of the psalms together, the lifting up of our eyes unto the Lord. A figurative expression, no doubt, although I think we can physically, literally do this to help us, especially as we're outside, but in particular, figuratively, that we would be looking up to the Lord for our help. Psalm 123, hear now the word of God. A song of degrees. Unto thee lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. This is the word of God. Beloved, we are given the expression, we are given the example to be looking up to the Lord God. And where does it say in the psalm that God is? He's in the heavens. We're to be looking up into the heavens. As we're told in Colossians 3, we're to be setting our affection on things above and not on earthly things. So there's this important idea of looking. If you're not looking up in the sky at night, you are not likely to see a shooting star. They go by fast, let alone all the stars there to behold and enjoy. You're not likely to see the moon. Have you noticed recently that the moon is almost full again? I see some of you nodding your heads. Well, how do you know? You looked up. You've been looking up. If you're not going to be able to look up, you're not likely to see the sunset. And you will miss the comfort of present, transcendent beauty. It's there to behold. It's there to be blessed by. But if you don't look up, you won't see it. And you won't benefit from it. Psalm 123 is calling on you to lift up your eyes unto the Lord. It is a refrain. Verses 1 and 2, lift up your eyes that you would see the Lord God who dwells in the heavens. See, when we remember to look up where God is, he's so much higher. He's looking down over us. He's watching over us. He's in control of everything. And when we have our eyes down and looking around, we can so easily feel like everything's out of control. But when we look up, we lift our eyes up. We remember to think of God and where he is. He dwells in the heavens. He is Almighty God. And he also, as the scriptures say, he dwells between the cherubim. He is a merciful God. And these are the things that the psalmist is asking for tonight. He says, I look to you like the servant looks to the master. I look to you like the maidservant looks to the mistress. And this is communicating, and of course it's a metaphor, it's expressing dependence. Dependence and trusting in the Lord for life and for eternal life. And as you see in the verses that follow, trusting in God for mercy and grace. Satan can get our eyes looking down in darkness, and then we don't remember to ask God for more grace. We don't remember to ask God for more mercy. We think we've used it up. We think there's no more to be had. We look up and remember God is in the heavens. And we can consider the Psalms teach us that God's mercy for us is as high as the heavens are over the earth. So great is his love toward us. We need to lift our eyes up into heaven and remember that we are also his servants. This life is not about us. This life is about him. We are dependent upon him, and we live to serve him. We thank him for being a good master who takes care of us, and we ask him to help us to serve him better. When we have our eyes taken off of heaven and down on the earth, we forget that we are of the kingdom of heaven and we are not of this world. We forget that we are on our way to the celestial city and we've been saved out of the city of destruction. And we need to live and walk like it, walking in newness of life, walking in the light as he is in the light, as we just read this evening. We need to lift our eyes unto the Lord in the heavens and have that affect us and guide us. When you lift up your eyes, you see the Lord's work. When you lift up your eyes, you see he is at work. When you lift up your eyes, he reminds you, you are not dead, but you are alive. And he is over you, and he is guiding and protecting you. Lift up your eyes unto the Lord. It's interesting to see how often this scripture comes up, or this phrase comes up in the scriptures about lifting up your eyes unto the Lord. Like Abraham, you see it a number of times. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Genesis 13. Of course, he's already told him to look up into the heavens and see all the stars. Look up and remember the promise that I've made to you and to your children. Look up and get this perspective. Are you concerned about a future for you? Are you concerned about a future for your children? Look up to the Lord to see that God is providing. Abraham lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Genesis 18, verse 2. He looked up and he sees the three angels passing by. One of them, we believe, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he looks up, and so he sees them and he goes to them and he asks, come and fellowship. And he has fellowship with them. And he is used by them even to intercede on behalf of Lot. But he lifted up his eyes and he looked. Had he kept his eyes down, he might have missed them passing by. Are you worried about whether God is working in your life? Are you worried about whether God is anywhere near? Look up to see God moving in your midst. You can see it if you look for it. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Genesis 22, verse 13. God provided a sacrifice to pay for sins as the amazing type of Jesus Christ. Look up and see the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Look up. Do you need assurance of salvation? Look up to the Lamb of God. Lift up your eyes again to him and behold salvation. Not just Abraham, others. And I'm only giving you a few examples from the scriptures. Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventime, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lifted off the camel. Genesis 24, verses 63 to 64. They lifted up their eyes, and they saw that God was providing a husband and a wife. Are you wondering about the possibility of marriage? Are you wondering if it could happen for you? Look up to see God providing a wife or a husband for you, for your children. They could be on their way. Isaac was praying, and she was already on her way. But there's a point to lift up your eyes and see, Lord, are you going to provide? Lift up your eyes and see that God is going to provide. And they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. 1 Samuel 6, verse 13, the ark had been taken away by the Philistines. It was not the best days for the Israelites. They're working in the field. Their eyes probably low, but they take a moment, perhaps wipe their brow. They might hear and then see in the distance on the horizon, the ark. God is returning to his people. Do you question whether there can be reform in the church and in our land? Do you question whether there can be reform and revival in your own lives? Look up. Lift up your eyes unto the Lord and see his redemptive covenant relationship being restored. Do you need help lifting up your eyes? Called to look upon him in the heavens. Maybe you need help starting a little lower to get there. Fine. Look back to Psalm 121 with me. A song of degrees. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Do you struggle to sleep sometimes? Look up. He's never sleeping. He's always there watching over you. Go to the window and look up and lift your eyes into the heavenly night and trust the God of heaven. If you need help, start with the hills. We have the blessing, as we've said before, of having hills all around us. One thing I said to Sean when I visited him in prison yesterday, I said, when you go out into the yard to walk around, do you see anything? Are there any hills to see? It didn't seem like it. In this farm, flat farmland, he says, no, it's not like Donovan. Donovan, close to us, where you looked and you could see the hills all around. What a comfort that must be for those who can see it. But without the hills, you can see like life just goes on and on, flat forever. So you have the benefit of the hills. Lift up your eyes to the hills. The psalmist is doing that. He has this illustration, this metaphor. I will look at the hills. I'll lift up my eyes. When I was driving to go meet him, there's this range of mountains that you go through. And they're huge, and you see all these trees and rocks, and they're really high, and I considered, wow, what it would be to try to climb up that. And I said, I don't even know. If I tried to climb up that hill, I think I'd be scared out of my mind, because from here it looks like I could. But then I noticed it's actually quite steep. Look how high, but oh, look at all those little rocks up there. I wonder who might have ever gotten up there to explore them. It's almost like a little hidden city. These, you're just driving through in the valley, and all these big, huge hills. And there is a transcendence to just be looking up at them, not just be focusing on the road, but you know, you look up and you have this sense of power. You have this sense of greatness over you. Lift your eyes up into the hill and notice the psalmist is saying the same thing. I know where my help comes from. I will remind myself of where my help comes from. It comes only from God. You can't get help from yourself. You've got to look away from yourself. You've got to look up to God. No matter what it is, no matter what's happening, no matter what you've done, the only answer is to look up to God. He is your only help. You can't help yourself. That's a lot of times why you've hurt yourself. Look up to God. I will look up to the hills because the hills are so high. And they begin to make me look up above them into the sky. Ah, now I see God in the heavens. And I know he made the mountains. And I know he met with his people on Mount Sinai. And I know he meets with us now on Mount Zion. I'll lift up mine eyes to the hills. I'll remember where my help comes from. Let them lift my eyes up now into the heavens. Unto thee lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Start with Psalm 121, verse 1. Let it take you to Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 121 goes on to say, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Lift up your eyes. Think about these things. You know, not only was I blessed, I was already thinking about this for the sermon, and that can be a real benefit when you have a long drive. I can't say that's all I was doing, but you can have some time to meditate and think about it. And so I was able to look up to those hills and be thinking about this. And when I went to visit Sean, I got there too early in the morning, and they don't let you drive in until it's a half hour. So I had to park outside with others and looking over the farm, and you're just waiting. And I thought to look up into the sky. And I looked up into the sky, and it was blue. And there were just a few small clouds, and it just blessed me to look up with my eyes literally into the sky, because when I saw the clouds, the Lord reminded me what the angels said to the apostles after Jesus was resurrected from the dead and ascended up into the sky, and they all saw him go into the heavens. The angels said, "What are you looking at? Jesus is going to come back on the clouds just as you saw him depart. Jesus is going to come back the same way. The scripture says he will come on the clouds in all his glory." And so looking up into the sky and seeing the clouds, I was reminded of that, and it gave peace. It gave strength. It gave heavenly perspective. And it's good to do that when you're in a different place and far away from where you're familiar with, because wherever you go, God is there, and wherever you go, you can be looking up and you can be thinking about him in the heavens. He's looking over all of it. You need to be lifting up your eyes unto the Lord. You need to get them off the ground. You need to get them off your feet. You need to get them off of your belly button. You need to get your eyes off of yourself, off of your circumstances, and up unto the Lord, that you trust that he is sovereign and he is doing something. I've shared this with you before, but it's come to mind again. I saw this in some little coffee table book. Worry looks down. No, excuse me, sorrow looks down. Sorrow looks down. That's why David says in Psalm 42, "Why so downcast, O my soul? Why so disquieted in me? Hope thou in God." He repeats it three times between Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. It's so easy to get downcast. It is so easy to have our eyes down. Sorrow looks down. Worry looks all around. That's the other thing. Oh, we start looking around, everything's on our mind, and if we're not looking down and on the ground about ourselves, we're looking all around and we're concerned. And the last part of the phrase is, but faith looks up. That's what the scriptures are telling us to do. Look up unto the Lord. Lift up your eyes unto the Lord. And though a figurative expression, I do think very helpful, I found it helpful trying this out. Literally do it. Driving around, keep looking up to the hills and think of Psalm 121. And then all that follows, he will take care of me. He who made the mountain, he who moves mountains, he who will shake the mountains upon his return, he will take care of me. And then say, I will lift mine eyes up further, Lord, unto the heavens. I will remember you in the heavens. You are seated in the heavens. You are ruling from the heavens. The earth is your footstool. The heavens is your throne. Sorrow looks down. Worry looks all around. And neither of those two things do anything good for you. But faith looks up. What has your eyes down this week? What has had your eyes down this week? What has your eyes looking back and forth in anxiety this week? Lift up your eyes unto the Lord. Remember your dependence upon him and that he is always going to deliver for you. And he will always deliver you. And let that bless you. Isaiah 51, verse 6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. My salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Saints, do you doubt whether you will persevere until the end? Look up to the Lord in the heavens, who is there and who is taking you there. John 4, verse 35, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white all ready to harvest." Beloved, do you struggle to see how there is any hope or possibility of a future harvest here? Look up unto the Lord. Lift up your eyes unto the Lord. Look up and watch for the Spirit to begin rustling the leaves. Ultimately, remember Hebrews 12, verse 2. Always be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He's the author of your faith. He started it. He's the finisher of your faith. He's going to complete this good work in you. But he would have you lift your eyes up unto him. He is the good shepherd. He leads you. You don't lead him. He protects you. You don't protect him. He saves you. You don't save him. You are to hear his voice more than you're concerned about him hearing your voice. He's the shepherd. You're the sheep. Listen for his voice. Lift up your eyes unto him. Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven when he blessed the bread and fish. It's interesting, when he prayed to bless the bread and fish, have that miracle and make so much more, he lifted his eyes up to heaven and prayed to God. He knew where to turn for miraculous intervention. Jesus, before he raised Lazarus from the dead, looked up into heaven and prayed. At the beginning of his prayer to his Father for you in John 17, Jesus asked for the Father to glorify him. And God's own voice spoke and said, "I have and I will." Jesus had lifted up his eyes unto the Lord, making that prayer. When Stephen was dying, he looked up into heaven and he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing by his throne, ready to receive his soul into the bosom of Abraham. Oh, beloved, how important it is for you and me to look up for revived strength from the Lord. How important it is to lift up your eyes unto the Lord. How easy it is to look down and to look all around. May God increase our faith and help our unbelief, that we would lift up our eyes unto the Lord. Whatever has you looking down, lift up your eyes, so that you can see, so that you can be strengthened. Isaiah 40. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, "My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God"? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We know that section pretty well at the end, but remember where it began in verse 26. Lift up your eyes on high. Beloved, may you and I lift up our eyes unto the Lord. The message for you this evening, lift up your eyes unto the Lord. There, I have everybody's eyes now. Lift up your eyes unto the Lord. Let us do so in prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we lift up the eyes of our heart to you, that you would open them, that we would see you. Let us lift up our eyes unto you, O Lord God, that you would help us to remember our complete dependence on you for our daily bread and for all the forgiveness and mercy that we need. Let us lift up our eyes unto you on our bed and remember that you neither slumber nor sleep. You are always watching over us, even while we sleep. You will preserve us. You will protect us. Our help comes from you, O God. Let us approach you always as a servant, his master, as a maidservant, her mistress. May we come to you seeking our daily bread. May we look to you for our every need. For we confess, Lord God, that we are often looking elsewhere. We're looking down, we're looking all around, we're not looking up, and we suffer for it because we don't turn to you. We turn to ourselves, we turn to others who have no power to help us. We have no power to help ourselves. Oh Lord, let us encourage ourselves in you as we lift up our eyes unto you. Let us lift up our eyes literally out in nature and see the hills and see the sky and see the weather and recognize you are everywhere present and you are working everywhere, including in and with us right where we are. And you are high over us, as is your mercy. And we need not fear. And we need not fret. Almighty God, we will lift our eyes. We will lift our eyes unto you. We do now lift up our eyes unto you, Lord, recognizing our dependence for you for anything we need, including mercy. And we ask that you'd give it to us right now, O Lord. We ask that you would fill our hearts with comfort and peace that we lack, contentment that we often betray. Lord, we pray that you would lift our eyes unto the heavens and see you seated on your throne in all your glory, and to be able to say, God is on his throne, all is well. The Lord reigns. I don't need to fear anything. The Lord is ruling. Jesus Christ is King. And I and we are his servants. Oh Lord, let us, if we are to look down, let it be because we are bowing and kissing your feet and then lifting our eyes to praise you, our great God and Savior. Oh Lord, let us indeed be found praying, because we are lifting up our eyes unto you. And as we do, we find it easier to stay on our knees. And then we find that our life is easier. It's easier to bear. It's easier to walk. Oh Lord, we lift up our eyes unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and pray that he, the light of the world, would fill our eyes and thus our body with his light, that we would walk in this light and not deceive ourselves. For you are light. Oh Lord, we lift up our eyes to you and pray that you would fill us with your light, that we would see light. and that we would have our eyes ready to look around the world with your heavenly perspective, aided by the scriptures and by the Spirit. And when we find ourselves looking down, we're more ready to say, "Why so downcast, O my soul? Why so disquieted in me? Hope thou in God." We lift our eyes unto you, Lord. For there is none other in heaven or earth that we need beside thee. Though our hearts and our flesh fail, you are the strength of our heart and our portion forever. Keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Keep our eyes on the celestial city. Set our affection on things above, not on earthly things. Keep us on the straight and narrow. And give us your heavenly perspective on all the things that we see and experience in this world. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and all your people said, Amen.